Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Courtney and Company's favorite game that we are currently doing at this time. It's Bonafide or Bogus.
Bonafide or Bogus with me, Tim Convey. Thanks, Al. All right, here we go. Today, this is a big deal. National Pet Day. So celebrate with your pet.
Is it National Pet or Love Your Pet?
Sorry, you're right. National Love Your Pet Day.
Oh, yeah. Some people don't love the pets that they have, Kevin.
I was going to say, I love my pet every day, but it doesn't mean that I'm not frustrated with him when he poops on the carpet.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Sorry, George.
Sorry, George.
For calling you out like that.
It's going to scar him in years to come, Jim.
Yeah, I know.
He's a big fan of the show. He's always listening. Here's the deal. I'm going to make a statement. Yeah, it's going to be about pets, and you're going to decide if it is bona fide, true, or bogus, false.
All right.
Can you handle it?
Uh-huh.
Here we go. Bona fide or bogus, more than half of households in America have at least one pet.
Real quick, why do I smell cinnamon?
My coffee.
Ooh, are those the new donut sticks at McDonald's?
Oh, those are out today.
Oh, that's right.
I'm sorry. I have ADD heart today.
Oh, that's right. It's my parents' anniversary.
Bonafide.
Happy anniversary, Peggy and Paul. Okay. I knew I was supposed to remember that.
Okay, what was the question again?
Man, wait, we got to get those donut sticks.
I know.
You're right.
We'll send Kevin. Maybe.
Bonafide or bogus, more than half of households in America have at least one pet.
Bonafide.
Yes, bonafide.
Easily.
Bonafide. Yes, it's bonafide.
Bonafide!
We have three out of the five here.
Mm-hmm.
68% of homes in America have at least one pet. That's a lot! I would not have thought it was that high.
Well, actually, Lance, did you get a new... Have you gotten a new cat?
No, not yet. I'm waiting for...
You're looking.
Not...
Go to Mau House.
I know. Libby's been there. I'm just not rushing her. She will get to that point in her own time.
I got it.
By the way, I have a friend who took his daughter to Mau House over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go there if you love animals, because he was like, he felt like he was surrounded by a bunch of weird cat people. Well, he's not a cat person.
Okay, well, it is a cat cafe.
I know. He did it for the love of his daughter, but I'm like, maybe next time send someone else with your daughter.
Bonafide or bogus, there are more dog owners in America than cat owners.
Ooh.
No. Bogus.
I think it's bogus, too.
Bonafide.
I'm going to say bonafide.
Bonafide.
Oh, really? Okay.
Bonafide?
About 60 million U.S. households have at least one dog compared to 47 million with at least one cat.
Huh, okay. But I think cats still outnumber dogs.
I think people
have
more cats.
Yeah, I mean, Courtney alone is holding up that number.
I don't want to get into it.
It's all right. Listen, St. Clair County Animal Control. She only has 17 cats. It's totally fine.
Oh, my God. That makes me... That hurt. That, like, makes me sick to my stomach to think about that.
Bonafide or bogus, there are more pet fish in the U.S. than any other type of pet.
No. Bogus.
Bogus.
I don't know.
My sister back in the day had one of those Japanese fighting fish, and it was called Sid Fishus.
I love it.
That's really good.
I'll say bona fide.
I'll say bogus.
Kevin's right. Bona fide.
Really?
They're all bona fide.
Here's the deal. Only 15 million people keep fish as pets, but the average person who does
many
has 10 in their tank.
Wow.
So that's why.
Did you guys see the other day the guy that caught that goldfish, that enormous goldfish?
No.
I'll look it up. Keep
How
going.
Do you catch a goldfish?
He caught it in some body of water.
Wow.
And it was massive.
By the way, you need a big tank if you're going to have 10 fish. I know, because our three fish died off pretty quickly.
We're gonna because need a bigger tank.
Yeah. And of course, my mom, I wanted the fun fair years ago when I was in elementary school. My mom was tired of taking care of it, so she just flushed it down the toilet alive.
So 158 million pet fish. 94.
Happy anniversary, Peggy.
20-pound goldfish. He caught it with a biscuit.
Where?
Wow.
In Ohio.
A biscuit?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Bonafide.
A goldfish cracker biscuit.
Oh. Bonafide or bogus, the average cat or dog owner spends more than $100 a year on just toys.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Bonafide.
Bogus.
What?
Yep. According to the American Pet Products Association, or the APPA, the average cat owner spends $30 a year on toys. The average dog owner spends $47.
Hmm.
Oh, my gosh. You don't love your pets. You can't celebrate today. People likes to get all his dog toys and keeps them all in one area.
Yeah.
And he surrounds himself with them.
Yeah, that's like me and all my possessions.
Yes, it is.
Bonafide or bogus, people in Rhode Island own more pets per capita than any other state.
Per capita.
Bogus.
I'm going to say bogus.
Bogus.
Simply because it's the smallest state, I'm going to say it's bonafide.
It is bogus.
No!
Rhode Island actually has the lowest rate of pet ownership at just 45% of households.
Montana?
Wyoming.
Oh. Okay. One of those places where everybody has a horse.
What do you think it is in Wyoming? What percentage?
Percentage of what is it?
86%.
Percentage of people who have pets.
75%.
I'm going to say 89%.
92%.
Wow. No, Jen's closest. 72%. In general, people in rural states are more likely to have pets. This has been Bonafide or Bogus and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Bonafide or Bogus!
Goldfish. It's massive.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to look at it right now.
Okay. Entertainment Schmig. Yesterday, we had...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.